Hi, my name is Molly Elizabeth. I believe in the power of imagination, that creativity can lift us out of the darkest places, and that we all are resilient as fuck. I'm here to let you know that you're darling and loved, and that coming home to yourself is the most revolutionary thing that you could ever do. This is the Darling Revolution Podcast. Wednesday, but of course, by the time you listen to this, it could be any day. So, happy morning, or afternoon, or evening, or night, whenever you're listening to this. It's been a week, hasn't it? I sometimes forget the things that I've done in a week, just because there is so much on every level, not just on like the physical outward doing level, but there's so much inner stuff. Ooh, bless me. I'll probably just leave that in because we're just being real here and whatever's top of mind, and maybe allergies are top of mind, who knows. No, but for real, yesterday had a really fantastic, productive day in the studio, and I don't know if some of you have days like that where it's just like you feel like you're on top of the world, probably because the sun was actually shining. So for me, I feel like I'm solar powered, and when the sun is shining in the wintertime, it's like a huge treat in Rochester because usually it's like gray for 6 months. I don't even really mind about it being cold or snowy. I just care that the sun is shining or not. Because once it's gray for months at a time, it starts to feel like the Truman Show to me. You know, the Truman Show with Jim Carrey, where he didn't realize it, but he was being raised in like this dome of a fake world. when the sky is gray for months on end, I just feel like I'm trapped inside a dome. And I get real weird about it and really like claustrophobic. And anyway, the sun was shining yesterday, so I felt just awake immediately. As soon as the sun came up and was pouring through the windows, I just woke right up. I am legit like Anna from Frozen. And when she's like, the sky's awake, so I'm awake, so I have to play. I feel like that. Legitimately, whenever the sun is actually shining. Conversely, on a day like today, when it's just gray, just so gray, and so much darker, and the colors outside and everywhere are so much less saturated because there's just less light, and it's probably going to be this way all day, it's very difficult for me to find my energy. I actually have one of those happy lights, you know, like the thing, the sun lamp that's supposed to emulate sunlight. And it feels like it helps a little bit. I have it on me right now, actually, trying to charge up, definitely solar powered, but it's not the same. So yesterday I had a very productive day in the studio and it was wonderful, so much sunlight and natural light pouring in, and I felt like I was just on top of the world and I could do so much stuff. So I got a lot of, you know, gessoing done and varnishing and starting new pieces and just really like in there production. And I even got some time to just play and express and emote on the canvas, which recently I haven't been able to do that often, to be honest, because I've just been producing so much work that is in the same vein so that I have quote-unquote inventory, which is a relatively new thing for me. And so it's hard to find that balance of creative play and just expression that's not, you know, monetized necessarily or just something for me. So that was wonderful. And I got home last night and I actually was still very much on a high, and It was interesting because normally when I have a day like that, I feel almost manic, like I'm on top of the world and nothing can get to me, and I'm almost like a little separated from reality in that way, in that I think that I can like plan all the things for all the days and like do all the things. And in the past I've made the mistake of, during one of those highs, like making plans that then I can't follow through on. But last night I was thankful to myself because I had a really good moment of self-parenting, in that I recognized that pattern and I had the thought that probably this morning I would wake up and feel like shit and would probably have a slower morning and would need to go slow and would need a lot of space and time just to be alone and maybe cry it out, do some like singing, dancing, because those are ways for me to move through feelings. And usually I have up days and I have down days, and they're pretty cyclical day to day. So for the most part, I will have one, maybe two very up days, and then I will have a crash day. And so I knew that because yesterday was a very up day, that I should give myself some time today, this morning. And that was a very smart move, because this morning started out, like I said, very gray, and I started out very just tired and low and a lot of like depressive energy, which, again, I have depression and anxiety, big D, big A, diagnosed. So they're just kind of part of my brain chemistry cocktail that I have up here. And so rather than me trying to fight them or pretend that they are not going to take over some days and not going to be present, I just do my best to self-parent and prepare for the days that the depression or the anxiety will be a little stronger, and knowing that I have coping mechanisms to deal with those things. And so I was really proud of myself for recognizing that pattern last night and setting this time this morning. Again, I didn't plan on recording a podcast necessarily. I just knew that I should do it because, I don't know, I love writing in my journal and that's really great, but there's something with me about verbally processing things as well, because I am an ENFP, I'm an extrovert, and I need to verbally process things. And the reason that I started this podcast was so that I could verbally process things. And it's gotten really hard for me to come to the microphone and talk about things, because I know that there are at least some people listening. Whereas before, it was just my own personal journal, and it was pretty low stakes, because I was like, you know, this is just like a live journal. Do you guys remember those live journals? The time of MySpace and live journals. But it was like that, where I was like, ah, it's just like an Anchor interview, or not an interview, but a podcast, and nobody knows what Anchor is, and nobody knows what podcasts are, and I'm just gonna talk to myself and it'll be fine. And so it's been hard to come back into it, knowing that I have a little bit of an audience and I have people, but it's been equally encouraging to hear from you that you like to hear these thoughts of mine, which is totally weird to me, honestly, because to me it just feels like ramblings and journals and talking out loud about the things that are going on in my mind and just keeping a record of those things. And I super appreciate not only that you listen, but also that it's meaningful to you. So if any of you are out there and are struggling with, you know, high energy, low energy, hormonal changes, depression, anxiety, all those things, and I know we all deal with like bits and pieces of all those things, but especially for the people who you consider yourself a creative, or you want to be creative, but you have a hard time calling yourself that, and maybe the reason is because you have some mental health difficulties that keep you from doing what you want to do, and you just feel like you don't have the agency, I just wanted to let you know that it's possible for you to start recognizing your patterns. And I mean, look, I'm 31 and I am just now getting to a place where I feel like I'm getting to know myself and getting to know who I am and getting to know my patterns. And then from there, being able to self parent, which essentially means like looking out for your own inner child and knowing what he or she needs and caring for them in that way. Really, it's like the best form of self-care, because it's not just like bath bombs and like all of these kind of commercialized forms of self-care. It's literally what you need. So maybe what you need is to take a few deep breaths and ground yourself sitting on the couch. Or maybe what you just need is a moment of quiet and some coffee. Maybe what you need is some time with a loved one. Maybe what you need is a good, healthy breakfast. Maybe, you know, all of these things. Maybe you need to move your body. Maybe you need to take a walk. It's all of those things that your body, mind, and soul actually need that are good and healthy for you and that are going to build you up and make you stronger and help you to have more tools and more coping mechanisms for when these things come up so that you can self-parent, and so that when these crises do happen, you can wake up on a gray morning and be like, oh, let me check in with myself. How am I feeling? Okay, I feel pretty shitty. What does that mean? All right, my shoulders are hurting, my back is hurting. I'm feeling pretty low energy. What do I need? And how can I serve myself in that way? And those have become some of the most powerful questions for me in the process of checking in and getting to know my patterns. It's like really taking time to sit with my body and asking her what she needs and being okay with the answer and not telling her what she should or shouldn't need necessarily. Sometimes, yes. It's complicated, you guys, okay? Don't take everything I say as gospel 100% of the time. It's complicated. But really, I think it's a victory to really start listening to your body and your mind and your emotions, because they're all prompts and they're all tools for us to get to know who we are. And the more that we get to know ourselves and our bodies and our brains and our chemistry, the better we can express that and the better that we can be in that and just say whatever we want to say, whether that's through singing or dancing or writing or painting and drawing, like I do more of. Self-care, self-awareness, self-parenting, all these things, in my opinion, are the most important thing in a creative's toolbox and the most important thing as a human being, because the better you are able to care for yourself and know your limits and your boundaries, the better friend, the better business owner, the better creator, the better mom, the better dad, whatever you're going to be, the better partner. Because that means that you will know what you need and you can take responsibility for yourself. You can take responsibility for your emotions, your wants, your needs, and then learn to begin to communicate those things to the people around you. And then essentially that's going to give everybody the permission to do that with themselves and then love themselves better and in turn love each other better. So all that to say, self-parenting is really important. Checking in with yourself is so important. Yeah. It really is. And you were worth that time. And you were worth that effort and that energy. And it's the most important thing that you'll do. Because without a you, there's no your life. Right? Without a you, there's no job that's yours to be fulfilled. There's no creative work being made. There's no, you know, relationships happening with you without a you. So you are the most important person in your life, and you need to take care of you first and foremost so that you can be a better caretaker, person, human relationship for everyone else around you. All right. So I'm going to take more time to check in with myself today. I hope that you do the same. And I would love to hear from you, talk to you about how you're taking time to self-parent, self-care today. What it's going to look like for me is continuing to drink this cup of coffee, moving my body a little bit, and taking my time. So, I love you. You're amazing. You have everything you need. And till next time, rage on, darling. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. It means the world for each and every one of you to take time to listen to this podcast. I love each and every one of you. If you want to hang out with me on social media, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook under The Darling Revolution, or you can get all the latest updates about what I'm up to, events, new offers, new artwork, new podcast episodes, all the things by signing up for my email list on my website at www.thedarlingrevolution.com. Again, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I love you all. Till next time, rage on, darlings.